gentleman who created this, it's really a somatic movement, and his first name is Moshe. His last name is Feldenkrais. And what he did, and this is based on something that he had suffered through, he had a very bad, he had been a judo expert, and he had injured himself really badly, his knee, and then he injured the other knee really badly. And then he just felt, how can I heal? Because he was just out of commission. He had always been an athletic person. He just was always just moving. And when he injured his knees, he couldn't do anything except realize he was in pain. And surgery was not an option for him. So I guess somehow he decided, somehow he was able to think his way through by being mindful, to think his way about how the body functions. Basically, somatic movement is helping you find a path to of least resistance in your movement. So there's something that is easily as sitting in a chair. Notice that perhaps you might be kind of sitting on your tailbone and kind of slumping in a chair, because sometimes we sit for long periods of time, and then you have to, and that can cause all kinds of, you know, believe me, the long-term effects of sitting poorly, I wouldn't say poor posture, but just sitting poorly, can really make a difference in the quality of life as we age. How is the body really connected from top to bottom? It's not just about, well, your back hurts or your knee hurts. Your pain may be manifesting there, but it's being caused by something else. So that's what he was able to discover. How to find the source of your, how to identify the source, how to accept the source of your pain, and how to move past it, how to get yourself so you're in a place of tranquility and calmness. And again, it's about the mindset. The mindset. The mindset has to be willing to realize that we, as spiritual beings, do control how we feel. So once you are able to get your mind in the right place to heal, to manage, accept the pain, and learning how to release that pain, then you'll be able to find that freedom again. And what I'd like to do, just as a little tiny little, I wouldn't say exercise, but just something I just want us to kind of feel right now. We could just sit in our chairs as you're sitting right now, and just kind of just close your eyes as you're sitting. You can have your hands where you want to have your hands, your arms being where they are, and just sit here and just be where you are. And we're not trying to make any kind of corrections or change anything. Just notice where you are in that chair, in this spot. Where are you right now? And what are you feeling? And as you're sitting in your chair, where you are you feeling as if you're holding yourself, or are you just really letting yourself sit in the chair so that the chair is supporting you and you're not supporting the chair? Just notice if you're sitting in that chair. How are your shoulders feeling? Just notice your shoulders. Are you just letting them be where they are? Are you raising them up, or are you just kind of letting them just be where they are? Does maybe one shoulder feel a little lifted up higher than the other, or are you feeling symmetrical, or just notice. Don't change anything, just notice how your shoulders are feeling. And as you're moving down through your core, notice how you're sitting in your chair. And see if you're feeling that you may be sitting maybe on one hip more than the other hip. Are you feeling like you're holding anything, or are you just, again, letting yourself be supported by the chair? even notice. Are you leaning back in the chair as you're sitting? Are you letting your back rest? And as you lean back in the chair, see if you feel there might be a little difference in how your hips are on the chair. Is one hip higher than the other, or does it feel more tension? Or just letting yourself be supported. And then just notice the soles of your feet on the floor. How are your feet? What are they sensing? What are you feeling? Do you feel as if you might be holding or gripping with your toes? Or do you feel as if you're just letting your feet be where they are? Just noticing. You're not doing anything, just noticing. Just being aware of where you are. And as you're sitting in your chair, just notice your breathing. Just notice the rhythm. What else might be moving along with you as you're breathing, as you're inhaling and exhaling? Is anything rising with you as you inhale or exhale? No adjustments, just notice. Where are you? And as you're sitting in the chair, just gently lower your chin down to perhaps down to your chest. Just kind of lower your chin down very gently. You're not forcing, you're not making, you're just letting your chin kind of just rest. Maybe down to your chest. If not to your chest, just see where it stops. Very slowly. And then when you come to the place where you stop, just very gently and slowly, with little effort, lift your chin back up to where you were at your starting point. And then continue to do that, just very slowly. Lower your chin, as if you might be thinking about looking down to your navel. Just think about that. Imagine that you're looking down to look for your navel, and you're just letting your chin just kind of guide you there. And then when you found that place that's your stopping point, just again lift your head back up, your chin back up, very slowly. And this time when you lower your chin, just loosen your jaw, loosen your mouth so it's slightly open. So you're not holding onto your jaw, not holding onto anything. You're just kind of letting your mouth be slightly open. And as you're lowering your chest, your chin to your chest and bringing it back up to your starting point. And just keeping your mouth relaxed and open and not. No gripping and no tension. And just continue to do that. Just lower your chin, then your chest, and see if you notice anything else that might be moving along with you. Perhaps
As you're lowering your chin to your chest, do you feel perhaps there might be just a little bit of maybe softening of your back as you just kind of, as you keep moving your chin towards your chest? Do you feel any kind of rounding? It doesn't have to be anything gargantuan, it's just very tiny, tiny bit of movement in your spine. And then after you've lowered your chin down to your chest, and when you come back up to your starting point, still keep your eyes closed, but very gently turn your head to your right, as if you're going to look either to out the window or to a wall. Just very gently. Turn your head to the right direction, as if you might be looking over your shoulder, your right shoulder, and then come back to the middle. And remember to keep your jaw soft. And just turn again to your right, as if you're going to look over at your shoulder. And come back to the middle. This time, as you turn your head to the right, imagine that your eyes are open and you're looking behind you. So you move your eyes in the direction as if you might be looking behind you. See if that might make that turning to the right a little bit easier. And then come back to the middle. And bring your eyes back to the middle as you come, turn your head towards the middle. Try again, just turn your head to the middle and move your eyes in the direction to the right, as if you're going to look behind you. See if that makes the quality of that movement a little bit softer. Then when you come back to the middle, do the same thing to the left. Turn your head to the left and just see if you can very gently just imagine that you can look behind you and you're turning your head to the left. And then look over the right shoulder and come back to the middle. And just do that a few times, very gently. Little effort, no straining. Just allowing yourself to flow in the direction that's comfortable for you. And just do that one more time. And come back to the middle. And then this time, just lower your chin as if it's going to your chest, as if you're going to be looking for your navel. And see if that movement is a little different this time. And then come back up to your starting point, keeping your jaw soft, no clenching. And do that at least one more time. Lower your chin towards your chest. And very gently come back to the middle. And this time you come back to the middle. Imagine yourself lengthening so that the top of your head is reaching towards ceiling. Just imagine that. Don't do anything, but just imagine that. That you have a string that's pulling you to the top of your head, so that you're feeling that you're lengthening, you're feeling taller. Just imagine that. And remember how your shoulders felt in the beginning as you're lengthening. How are your shoulders feeling now? Along with your back, your spine. Are you allowing the chair to support you, even though you're lengthening? Are you allowing the chair to support you? So this is done with ease and little effort. And how are your hips feeling in the chair? Are you feeling more symmetrical or not? That's fine. It's where, whatever you feel is how you feel. It's all about you and how you feel. And what you notice. And how are your feet feeling on the floor? How are the soles of your feet feeling? Do you feel as if you might be favoring one foot more than the other, or do you feel as if there might be some balance there? There might be something that's different now than in the beginning. And when you're ready, just open your eyes and just look around. Look at each other. Look at anything. It's all about how you feel. And that's just a little tiny, little small snippet of a Feldenkrais lesson in terms of a class.